Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Liesl van der Veste, isn't are you one of those 56.1 million individuals around the world who are now dollar millionaires in part thanks to the pandemic of 2020? Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. The only wealth I have is the wealth in my health and fitness. That's the extent that it goes to. And I wish it was in terms of health and wellness-wise millionaire figures, but nowhere near that.
Nowhere near that. Well, it is Workout Wednesday today, and we're considering a very unbelievably nice way of working out.
And I love that you're so excited, because whenever I say working out or fitness or exercise, people think lifting weights, cycling, running. And I often get a groan from people when I say the word fitness, because that's what they think about. And you know, I'm all about having fun when it comes to working out and having an experience that leaves you smiling. And just from your voice, I can hear the smile in your voice, because you know we're going to be talking about dancing. There's so many physical and mental health benefits to this. And I'm so excited we're going to be talking about it today.
All right, so let's talk about some of the benefits, physically and otherwise, to the action of dance.
So the nice thing about dance, and especially if you go to a beginner class, and guys, don't think, oh, this is only for the ladies. There are a lot of ballet for men classes around the country. There's classes that just cater for men. There's classes that cater for couples. So when I say dance, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to dance with a couple. That means you can dance on your own. And the nice thing is, if you go to a beginner class, it's easy to follow. You reduce your risk of injury. You build your skills and your fitness, and then you can move to a more advanced class and challenge yourself. So some of the benefits include improved heart and lung conditions, muscular strength, endurance and motor fitness, increased aerobic fitness, improved muscle tone and strength. And the list really goes on, Africa. I could sit here all day and we can just talk about the benefits of dancing and adding it into your workout. But I thought, let's get a doctor's opinion about why we should dance like no one's watching.
It's Dr. Tsidi Kule here, aka Dr. G, your wellnessology doctor, giving you quick and nifty tips for the winter, especially during lockdown. My first tip, dance like no one's watching. Yes, I said it. Did you know that dancing is one of the best fitness routines out there? I highly recommend it because it's a triple threat. Dancing is good for your mind, good for your body, and good for your soul. Dancing releases feel-good hormones that allow you to feel better, boosts your energy, and improves your productivity. It's a great and unique bonding activity that you can do with your family, your friends, and your partner at home. Dancing is also really powerful because it has a lot of physical health benefits that includes improving your circulation, strengthening your muscles, improving your cardiovascular fitness, and reducing your blood pressure. What more can I say about something that lowers the risk for heart disease? I am all for it. So dance like no one's watching this winter, and in return, you can burn up to 400 calories if you put your all into it. Well, that's it for today. For more tips on how to stay fit, strong, and resilient, check me out on @DrGule_ on Instagram. Your health is my love language.
I absolutely love that, Africa. And I love the calories that you actually burn. A 30-minute dance class burns between 130 to 250 calories, which is about the same as jogging. And you know how much I really love jogging. Yeah, so I definitely think this is something you should try. And please do reach out to us on WhatsApp 072-567-1567 or 072-702-1702. Let us know about the dance workouts you've tried. Let us know if you love it or hate it, because on a Workout Wednesday, it's all about what you think. And if you thought dancing wasn't for you, please let us know via WhatsApp. The nice thing is there's dance classes for any fitness level, beginners, and it's something you can do at home. You can easily find a dance workout on YouTube as well.
Indeed. And the doctor said it. If you really put all your effort and energy into it, you will then burn those calories and therefore enjoy the exercise benefit that we are talking about here. We're both very good friends with Siv Ngesi, and he's a brawn rugby player, right?
Yeah,
and a swimmer of note. And in the last year has taken up ballet dancing as well as pole dancing. And in both instances, he acknowledges that he has never trained as much. Like, he'd rather be in a gym being instructed to lift however many weights 15 times in five mm-hmm. different reps than the amount of physical workout he gets out of a pole dance, particularly. He's even training for a competition, obviously, nationals that are coming up, I think, in a number of weeks' time. And I remember asking him, what do you mean? Like, because the finesse, right, and the simple beauty of movement in dance hides the fact that you are actually burning a lot of calories and you are working out like you are at the gym sometimes.
Exactly. And you actually have fun doing it. I mean, when we speak about it, you can just hear the excitement in our voice. And I'm not the best dancer. I have two left feet, but I have the best fun when I go to a class. And whenever I talk about dancing, and I've been prepping for this the last 2 weeks, everyone has been bringing up Siv Ngesi and the ballet and the pole dancing. So it's nice to see that he's breaking that gender barrier gap and tying out things that are normally woman-based fitness activities.
Indeed. Well, thank you very much for reminding us that in dancing and dancing like no one is watching, you actually can burn some calories. What are we doing tomorrow?
So tomorrow we're going to look at how we can keep our feet healthy. And I test out a product that will help you improve the circulation in your feet as well as your entire body structure when it comes to you being out of balance.
Can't wait. Liesl van der Westhuizen, all is fun. Thank you very much. We'll chat again tomorrow morning at 20 minutes to 5.